Hello, hello, hello. I can't even hear my own box. I'm having some kind of technical difficulties. Let me try something else.
Hello.
Man, I don't know. My music won't even show up. I hear it in the background. I'm having a little technical difficulties. But it ain't that bad. It's getting better already. I just can't hear my music that well. I hear background noise. That means somebody is on the line that I must like. Used to live. Can you hear my music?
Just very faintly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It ain't never did that, but I've been having a lot of technical difficulties lately. And I understand I'm going to get quite a few call-ins. I'm going to try this again because I don't like that. Yeah, it's not even playing at all now. Y'all forgive me, but guess what? Y'all know who I like helping.
That's right.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world won't know what this all about. Everybody knows
him.
I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world I know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here.
That's enough of that. Yeah, man, that take me so far back. That take me past what I want to talk about. Tonight, I'm having a lot of difficulty in getting people to kind of submit to reality. You know, I have to keep giving reality checks. So the night show is, has the world changed that much? You know I've been kind of caved in for a few years and all of this here and that there, and you know, everybody trying to keep it real and keep it 1,000 and stuff like that. But when I was coming up, and I hate to keep using that old terminology, but man, it's beginning to be a fact. When I was coming up, everybody had that same, you know, honor and man, boy. Crooks even used to say, man, it's honor among thieves. You know, a man's word is his bond, you know, to other crooks. Now, ain't nobody saying that kind of stuff. Ain't nobody saying, you owe me, God owe me $200, you owe me this, or you owe me that, or you say it, you know, you're gonna do so and so time. And then next time I see you, you hiding. You know, that kind of stuff, man. And I get so kind of tired of hearing that kind of stuff and folk getting in trouble and getting shot and stuff behind. You can't face your fears of losing your integrity or whatever when you put it on, you know, when you put it out there. You know, you don't make nothing up and say, hey, man, I'm going to pay you Wednesday. And then when Wednesday comes, you got another excuse. You know, that's just not, in my days, it just wasn't heard of. You know, some people tried to get over like that, you know, but the reason they stopped, because it didn't work. You didn't get killed, though. You know, you might have got your leg, bro. You might have to lay up in the hospital a couple of weeks or months. But, you know, they didn't kill you. But, God, dog, man, it's pitiful. You know, you didn't have to write no contracts up and stuff like that. Man, your word was your bond. And I get so tired of trying to talk to people about it. To tonight's show, like I said, commitments being dropped because other things come up. You stop what you're doing. You know, I understand the emergencies. Man, I done had a million of them. I understand accidents and, you know, stuff like that. But what's the deal? I thought procrastination was dead and buried, man. You know, you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. I didn't make all of this up. This is old stuff. My daddy taught me this when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. I passed all of this down to all of my kids, not just my sons and daughters, but my nieces, my nephews, my cousins. And everybody else I had the ability to learn, use, and teach with. You know, I tried it first, because if it worked, that's learning it. You know, I used it to make sure that it worked, and then I started teaching it. That was a phase that you had to go through. That was the Bonton College that you went through. You didn't have to go to Harvard to learn all of this. But, we choose to move on to something else and don't tell nobody simply because we want to, you know. Just because you don't like the growth and changes because of that, you want to, and it wasn't your idea, you want to change, change your mind. Well, bottom line is, that has changed. And right now, South Dallas is about to grow and glow. Because it's better for the city, it's better for the people, and it damn sure is better for society. Quit fighting change and get your blank on board. We are Bonton. We don't know how we can do it, how we gonna do it, but we But we never do. But we still get it done. More tonight at 6:30. Well, it's past 6:30, so I'm giving y'all a short symptom of what the show is going to be like the rest of the night. Because it's pitiful, man. It's pathetic. You ask people to do different things, and it don't happen. Oh, I got busy. I told one of my past helpers around here that, you know, I understand you got other problems, and you know, but you know, when you say you're gonna do something for me, I really feel like you should do it. So she's a young lady, you know. She's okay, Mr. P. You know I work for you. I said, baby, you don't work for me. You work with me. And she quit, not right then, but shortly after that, because she knows she disappointed me a few times. Because on her honor, when I said, do something for me, well, Mr. P, I got to go off early today, and I can't do it. I do it first thing Sunday morning or Monday morning or whatever, and I'll have it ready for you. And guess what? When she gets there, when she get here, oh, Mr. P, I'm sorry. After I ask somebody, I have to ask somebody, you know, from Friday to Monday. And I have to ask you about it, and you supposed to have been doing it over the weekend because you couldn't do it here. You had to run off and take care of your business early and all of this. And so after a couple of times of that, you know, I guess I frowned up wrong or looked wrong or something. I don't know. But I told her, I don't like hitting dead end streets, you know, and running up on the same thing over and over again because you take care of your personal business, mine that you get paid for. Be taken care of because it's done past deadline now, you know, and I'm stuck like Chuck right in the middle. And then you saying, I forgot. Oh, I forgot. Well, you forgot to do your job Friday when you left early. But, you know, I gave you the ability to say, well, as long as I get it done by Monday, you cool, right? Yeah. But it's got to be early Monday. And then you get here late on Monday, and I ask you about it about an hour after you get here and let you get settled in. Oh, Mr. P, I forgot. You know, after you get tired of that kind of stuff.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk. The almighty Hawk. Mr. Wind. Takes care of any business. I'm gonna die. The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets. Where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements, nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. I mean, really stocking it to me. When the boiler was bust and the heat was gone, Jim, I had to get fully dressed before I could go to bed. Of course, I couldn't put on my goulash because they had buckles on them, and my folks didn't play that. They said, don't you tear my bed clothes with goulashes on. But I was fortunate. As soon as I was big enough to get a job and save enough money, get a ticket, catch anything, I split. I said, one day I'm going to return, and I'm going to straighten it all out. And I'm about ready to go back now. So I thought I'd tell you about it.
They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part. Yeah. there, even though I can't say when. But I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't never gonna come back again. Push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. Well, I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't gonna never come back again. No, 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 I ain't gonna come back to this dead end street no more. No, 'cause I'm gonna get me a job, I'm gonna save my dough, get away from here, I ain't gonna come back no more. I'm tired of a daddy's feet, I wanna get out of the world and learn something.
I redid my laptop. I have to get back into this PC system, man. Getting redone, reset or something. I'm having technical difficulties that I ain't been having. And so I know what that means. I mean, this system can go out on me. So let's work through this. Let's work around this. And we'll keep continuing tonight. But we won't have this problem. But back to what tonight's show is about. It's really about people and mindsets. And as I tell most of the people that I've been getting, a lot of flack from, and I guess a lot of it is deservedly so, because I thought I would be up by now, but, you know, I went against some doctor's wishes and everything else, trying to be healthy enough to get out sooner than I have been and get a lot more done, and I ended up in the hospital. So this is not an excuse. This is a apology for being ill, which I don't really think one is deserve it. But as I said earlier, really not time to get sick or do nothing else. If you're in the fight, you're just in the fight. And so if I'm going to be a big dog in the fight, I should start with me and what I'm doing. Yes, I know I've been saying I was coming. Y'all keep saying, we tired of trying to listen at your show. We ain't got time for that. And, you know, and all of that. I'm getting all the flack, and I can take the hit. And I really can, because I know when I show, I'm going to perform. I know that I'm going I got this one rule that I love so much about myself. I try to teach it to everybody I encounter. You under-promise and you over-deliver. And I think I'm great at what I do. So guess what? When I get there, you're going to appreciate it, however late I am. That's all I'm saying. So let's get on. Let's move on. Because I'm here to tell you, I'm not just back, I'm all the way back. And yeah, I ain't gonna cut no slack, so don't cut me none. Keep trying to look at me on my walker or whatever I'm on my cane, because pretty soon I'm gonna be off both of them. Yeah, y'all heard me. and guess what? Yeah. I'm back with a vengeance. Y'all ain't heard my movie yet. Yeah, read my book. It's coming too. So, I'm turning all of my possessions over to my son just in case y'all knock me off before I get all the way back. Yeah.
So, do that.
Yeah. I ain't going to holler because I'm just letting you know I got the same attitude that I had when I left. I'm a win-win situation. About to bust loose in Bundtown in South Dallas. Yeah, it's going to be some movement. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm putting together a team that got dog me. System is what I didn't know about the system before I left there. I thought everything was supposed to go like I said. But now it's going to be a system where it's everybody in a win-win situation. And if you can't live with it, I can almost guarantee you can't live without it. Yeah. Think about it. You know, it ain't nothing but words, what y'all used to say. It ain't nothing but words. Listen at it. He's just trying to talk his way out. I ain't talked my way into nothing yet. But you know I'm coming. You better be prepared. Play like you was in the Boy Scouts if you wouldn't. Cause I'm bringing my little new friend. Oh, God, dog, I done made so many new friends since y'all. Man, Lord have mercy. Let me tell y'all a thing or three. Yeah, y'all catch that in a minute, but like I keep telling you, I'm coming back with a smile on my face because I know y'all miss me. I know y'all waiting to say, what he going to do now? What he coming up with next? Guess what? I'm going to surprise you on some of it, but a lot of it you already know about. I'm looking for one of my number one songs. You know what I'm saying? Because, everybody got one. But mine ain't what you think it is.
Hello, Daddy. Hey, darling. Put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look, I ain't never coming home no more.
Ride the broom on you, but you right now are listening to Uncle Billy on Bunton Rising Radio with his number one eldest, Scooter P. Holloway. I'm going to let you all talk with Scooter P. for a minute and let you get some feedback on what he's been doing out there in the world. He's got a show coming on tomorrow night and Thursday night. I have information on it, but who better to tell you about his show himself than Scooter P. Holloway?
Hey, folks. This is Scooter Man in the house, giving you some news you can use to the fuse and maybe a little blues. I'm really focused right now on hearing what the people say, dialoguing with the people. I've been out on the street. I've been talking to the industry, and really just trying to get the heart of what's going on with the people and letting them know that the movement of media resources through our radio station is coming strong. And we are bringing opportunity, we're bringing activities, we're bringing empowerment, we're bringing just everything that we could possibly touch on or teach on to the table. I was informing you about those Klan members marching on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and you know, it had kind of really put me in a different mindset, because I would have told my children that there was a thing of the past, that we don't do that no more in Dallas, Texas. We're not gonna lie, they're not gonna disgrace themselves. We got a mutual understanding in Dallas. I would have told my child that, but now I have to think that, you know, now how can I shield my son from seeing that? So I have some splaining to do, as Ricky Ricardo used to say. I have some splaining to do. See, because there's no soft way to tell reality to a person. It's just check or no check. And you just tell them how it is and give them the real of the reality so that they can weigh the options and discern, you know, from truth. God said in the Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15, said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. So I'm just really just letting the world know that I'm listening to the street. I'm putting my ears to the concrete, so to speak. I want to know what the people say. So I invite you Tuesday, tomorrow night, for open topic of love. Let's talk love. The love tug of war. The war between the sexes. Let's talk about your criticism, your opinions, all that. Bring it all. Your congratulations. Let's talk about the things that bond us, men and women, and our love each other. Let's uplift ourselves with stories of love. And let's talk about some of those hardships and trials and some of those, you know, those episodes and relationships. Let's talk about that love thing. Tuesday, Thursday. Oh yeah, I'm coming up with something that's gonna be baking on the BLT. It's gonna be get it off your chest night. You know, tell me what's wrong. I named the topic of Thursday's discussion homesick. Tell me what's making you sick at home. Kids won't pull up their pants. playing too many video games, won't clean up. Tell me about how spoiled and entitled they is. Tell me about the neighborhood. Tell me about your government. Tell me about your state. Tell me about the politicians. Just get mad and call in. Let's talk about the angriness of some of the things that you know might be wrong. I want to hear your criticism. Let the world hear your voice where they can't argue with you and you can get it out. Come vent with Leon, Scooter Man, on Thursday. Funtown Rising Neighborhood Radio. 646-668-8263. Tune in and you can hear me blast off on anybody you want to. But let's keep it grown and let's keep it sexy. Let's keep it fine and let's keep it cordial. We don't know nobody more than we know them. And we shouldn't trust what may come out of our mouth for theirs. Let's vent and let's talk about how we can respect others and sweep around our own front door before we try to sweep around others. So enjoy your life. Enjoy your day. Enjoy this hour. Enjoy this minute. And if you have any questions, remember, ask Uncle Billy.
Now. You got your rollout too far of what's going on this week. Wednesday night is going to be a little in between both of his. It's going to be shocking to me night. Something's going on that we all know going on that we're not talking about. Well, I don't care what it is. Y'all know what it is. And pretty soon our flyers is going to start going out based upon our weekly agenda on air and all of that and a bag of chips. But right now we're doing it right here on Monday nights, Ask Uncle Billy. And like the young man just stated, if you really want to know, you call in and tell us or ask us. Because, you know, we are you. I had to tell somebody the other day, us, you know. I know I ain't in this fight by myself. I've been out there. I know folk that's ready to fight. I know folk ready to tell me, don't come to South Dallas with that man. We all right and all of that. Because I heard it. You know, one dude told me, man, one of my great friends told me, no, man, we don't need no domino turning. They don't want folk to come. They happy. Because they flourishing. But if you look around the neighborhood, everything else is stagnant. But from SFA Higgins on up, things are growing and going and getting better and better. I said, shoot, I might need to move Bunton up to SFA Higgins on back. So some of these folk get the idea to move down there a little further, you know. But then guess what? It's up to on the individual on how they think and how they feel. And I understand that. But I guarantee you this. Excuse me, Lord, I didn't mean it like that. But I say to you now that I believe that it's more people that want to be happier than it is want to keep it like it is. And those are the people I'm trying to reach. You know, I've been in church situations before, you know, where all of them didn't like the minister because he was talking like this. All of them didn't like the new minister or the old minister because he was talking like what? And all of that there. And I know that my mission statement says all that I have to say and anything I do further. But if you read it and you believe me, then you already know I'm coming. And I'm coming with gifts and and sticks and bats and everything else. I want to see baseball on the park. I want to see soccer on the park. I want to see everything that kids like to do. I ain't talking about no middle-income folk that don't want to see me because they happy. They got their cars. They got their petty yards and all of this. I'm talking about them folk that need me. And if you don't like that I'm coming, like I've been telling people all my life, you big enough. I'm still here. What about them that's done tried before? Y'all don't hear me. That's not no doubt. That's just a fact, Jack. But anyhow, let's get back on a great note. And one is, man, it's coming up. I got young guys ready to God dog me, fight the battle. I got young folk doing fixing to get ready to do casting calls and all of this here. I got one young guy, I believe he's gonna call in. If not, it'll be probably Wednesday because, you know, we got to talk some things through because he's doing a movie right now, a movie made for TV, and right now all of our TV stuff is still on hold because not enough meetings. A whole lot of greetings. We've been doing a whole lot of talking, but not a whole lot of walking. And, you know, for us to be in the same direction, we got to sit down at the table and say, what do you want? You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, while he's doing this movie, and the movie is titled Only the Strong Survive. And then I got another young guy that's, I'm going to give him a call in a few minutes while I'm playing some of this great music, just to see if he might be available to come in and say a few things, because we're trying to grow and flow and get finishing set up. I should have the website up by the end of the week. Welcome to Uncle Billy's World. And at least by the end of next week, Uncle Billy's New Horizon and Bunton Rising Radio is all ready. We had to make some new creative designs on it. It'll be ready by the end of the week. And so we are generating a lot of firepower for y'all to start playing with and being with. We're going to do virtual tours of Bunton on websites. I mean, all you have to do is go up and say, I wonder where that street is. I wonder where. Yeah, ain't got to wonder no more. I'm going to take pictures myself. I'm going to be doing a movie a week. Y'all don't hear me, but guess what? I've been sitting for this 5 long years, really longer than that, but the part I've been working on, I mean hard work, I've gotten set up to do a large amount of things, to grow and glow and do things, and that's the way we're coming. We ain't coming in with our hands out. We're going to extend hands to pull y'all up. That's what I'm talking about. You don't have to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps no more. You're gonna have a door that you can come in, that you can fit in and grow and learn and all of that in a bag of chips. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. So, don't get nervous now. Don't get scared. I understand your hesitation. I've been skeptical before, too. That was before I learned that, man, you got to have faith. You got to have believability. And guess what? It pays off in the end because you get to see the results yourself. You don't have to wait on somebody else. You tell somebody, well, I want to do so-and-so, so-and-so. All I'm going to ask you, how come you ain't been doing it? You know, is that really what you want to do? Is that your passion in life? Yeah, I'm going to be asking you all of these kind of questions because I'm not going to be trying to send you on no trip to Disneyland halfway broke. You know what I'm saying? Because, it's just like everything else. You got to get in where you fit in. And if you don't really know what you want, how can I tell you? Tell me. So call in 1-646-668-8669. 8263. And if you think I'm playing, you ought to listen to what my friends are saying. Man, they said, man, you crazy. What you want to go back to Bunton for? I said, so I can see them folk.
But I'm piped up. See that boy right up? He piped up. See that girl right up? She piped up.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Go buy a bando and I pipe it up. 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 I walk in the club just to pipe it up. Hey. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Hey. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it
go
up.
Buy a bando, then I pipe it up.
Quavo. Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe, pipe, pipe it up.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
I walk in the club just to pipe, pipe, pipe it up.
She was a basic bitch till I piped her up.
She was a boop, 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 basic.
I'm just doing my dab. I call it the pipe it up.
Damn.
They know that I'm having Blue Benjamin.
Benjamin.
They know I'm on top of the pyramid. They know I'ma go to the Guinness.
Know it.
All this dab a nigga dripping.
Damn.
Piped up in the city.
Piped up.
Piped up with your bitches.
Piped up.
Piped up intervention.
Piped up.
Piped up new edition.
Aye.
When a nigga start talking shit, got a pipe for the ammunition.
Yeah.
Yo bitch walking around piped up. When she see me, she blowing kisses.
Mwah.
Feeling like Aladdin, Quavo the genie. I grant your whole three wishes.
Genie.
You know I do magic, Quavo Houdini. I touch the pack and get it missing.
Pipe it up.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular hotel, I pipe it
go
up.
Buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Hey. Pipe it up. 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 I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular hotel, I pipe it
go
up.
Buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Bro, niggas still saying turn it up. I'm a young rich nigga screaming, I pipe it up. Benjamin's all day, I seen like a dinosaur. Look at your diamonds ain't bright enough. I seen the works of you using the catapult. Play with that dope and that snow like a hockey puck. Pipe it up, no ride it, piper. They biting the floor, nigga, but the mingo got the title. So that nigga dabbing don't know how it happened. I been sent down on you, nigga, ass matter.
Hey.
Don't forget, bitch, on the dab, daddy in stores now, wire in fast. Pipe it up, bitch, it's gonna be the new anthem. My cup's swerving in the black panorama. Pull out the camera when you see me, Kristen Louboutin hopping. Now that's an animal. Now remember, so we made this song, nobody said pop it up. Now that we drop it, we gon' fuck em up and have everybody screaming, pop it up.
Pop it up.
Pop it up in the club while I'm on drugs. A nigga fucking up the furniture.
Fuck it up.
Shoot a money ball like Steve Kerr. Pop it up, I got them points on reserve. Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Go buy a bando and I pipe it up. Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Y'all, that's exactly where we're going, to defalsify a lot of these rumors and myths and all of this here. Because, you know, it's a bad thing when lies and propaganda is laid on you by the ones you're supposed to be expecting to do you a whole lot of good and everything else. So anyhow, we're not going to get into all of that, but what we are going to get in some more realities, which is, say, man, one thing you have to do in life to flip the script and get real, keep it a thousand, is to begin to honor yourself, to begin to know that you too can have the same kind of faith as I've always had. It's really, you don't have to be no rocket scientist. But see, as Daddy was raising me many, many, many decades ago. He would say things like, boy, if you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. Daddy, what that mean? I'm 9 years old. You know, I could look in the dictionary for a year and something and still wouldn't know what that meant, you know. But he was trying to get me to where I wouldn't have to lie. But I don't even think I would have lied to my daddy, no, because he has this stoutness about him, this staunchness about him that, you know, you just couldn't do that kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't hear me. But I'm pretty sure some of y'all that still...
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
Some of y'all that still understand...
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press...
Some of y'all that still understand know that it's just some people you can't lie to. And like I said, I wasn't too much of a liar, you know, because I didn't put myself in that many positions. My mama would ask me questions like, did you do it? Yeah, Mom, I did it. Be looking all around. Yeah, you know, because you don't know where the punch going to come from. You don't know who's going to jump and grab you because they know you are a risk for escape. You know, yeah, I was a flight. But, you know, why you answering that question? Because, you know, you can't lie. You lie to her, you're going to get 3 or 4 of them. But, you know, it was just that kind of stuff. But after a while, you know, you learn if you don't get yourself into those type situations, that's what daddy said something else. Don't complain and don't explain. Dad, I got a dictionary, I got a yearbook, and the yearbook was borrowed because, you know, y'all already know I didn't go to high school. But you know, I can look at people and emulate them and do all of this here, but I don't know what, you know, and I couldn't say it like I wanted to say it. I don't know what the hell are you talking about, Dad. You know, don't complain, don't explain. What that mean? And, you know, stuff like that. So, but I learned from those. I learned that, hell, if you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. It's documented in the cycles of life. It's documented in reality. Ain't but one answer to that question. You know, we didn't get no shit, pick and choose. You got 3 choices, you know. No, you just answered it like it was brought to you. Did you do it? Yeah, I did it. They didn't ask him, what do you think you ought to get? It wasn't those type training. You got what you paid for. Whatever you got, you paid for it in some kind of way, fashion, or form. Most of the time, it was with a beating that. Stay in the house, you know, stay in the house didn't work too much. You know, I had escapism. I had modes of opportunity to be left alone. People didn't like to watch Uncle Billy. I wasn't Uncle Billy at the time, but in mind I was. You know, they didn't like to watch me. They didn't like to sit by my door and stuff. So, well, water would come up under their feet and they wondered, is he going to stick something in that electric thing? You know, he always thinking of something to do. Trying to shock me. You know, you give them all kinds of thoughts. All of that kind of stuff, because, you know, that's the way I was. I was a booger. And so, but anyhow, it was so pleasant growing up, because as I said, my daddy was like a college professor, but he used euphemisms and analytical type jokes that you had to go to history class to learn what the words meant and stuff. And so it was very enlightening after I got old enough to understand some of the things he was telling me. But, you know, and it all started coming together once you got in situations to where as you saw the mentality of some of your friends when they lied, when they stole, or when they disrespected somebody. So I started wrapping those things up in a little package and teaching all of my kids. Like the ones I said, I got this one from somewhere else, learn, use, and teach, because I passed along Daddy's messages so well, people would always say, why you say it like that? I said, because, you know, when somebody's trying to teach you something, they want to make sure that you gonna pass it on or something like that. You know, it's just like, well, in the con game, it was always you don't give the game away. You sell a game if that person is worthy and all of that there. You know, I learned that early in the game. But, so in the informational system world where you was expected to pass on your knowledge that you got as soon as it was worthy to be passed on, you start putting it all your packages together, like I was saying. And one I liked most, like I said, was learn, use, and teach. Because once you learn something, you use it, find out that it really, really works. And, you know, it works in that same philosophy, works in so many different areas of life. So you learn, use, and teach. Because once you learn it, you use it, then you start teaching it to other people, you know, whatever it is. I took pool shooting to the stars one time with a bunch of young dudes. My youngest protege, I was about 17, but my youngest protege was like 12 years old. And this young dude, I have never, ever even since then, that was 1965, seen anyone else shoot pool the way this young dude shot pool. And I mean, yeah, he used, at the time, glue sniffing was in, and I think it was airplane glue that they were snorting. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think it was cement glue. I don't know. It might have been. Could have been. But it was glue. And this dude carried a bag around in his pocket like folk did handkerchiefs. Empty. But he had glue tubes in his pockets. And he would sniff that glue, snort that glue, or whatever. He'd go in people's bathrooms, in pool hall bathrooms and stuff like that. I guess he had more than one bag because he'd take the bag, put it in the trash can or whatever. And, man, he'd get on that pool table and you thought he was Minnesota Fats. And this was a time when Minnesota Fats was so good, he'd take on all comers, 5-10 in a row, you know, and shoot all night, 2 or 3 nights in a row, stuff like that. So, but this young 12-year-old boy was so good, it was pathetic. And, you know, he showed his game. We'd be going out to shoot, going to pool tournaments and stuff. You know, it's just it's showing you how great philosophies can turn into great things. I understand he might have went to jail or something, maybe once or twice, a little later in life. But when I last saw this young man about 5, maybe 10 years ago, he was a neighborhood advocate. Y'all don't hear me. I mean, walking through the area, telling people about great things going on and what it would do if they go up to the Martin Luther King Center and do this here and that there. And I think right to this day, he didn't know who I was. I knew who he was because, you know, I got that kind of life and I lived that you don't forget good friends and you never forget great people. And he was a great young guy then and, you know, made a few detours, a few wrong turns, but that's what happens in life, you know. Temptation is a booger and people don't understand that one, but, you know, I think I got that from mama. Temptation is a booger. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she said, yeah. Trouble is easy to get into, but hard as hell to get out of. You know, you make your bed hard, you got to sleep in it. You know, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. But see, all of those meant so much after you get up and learn that they're not just wise sayings. They are facts of life. And, well, let's get back on in my lane. And my lane is doing what I do good. And so we're gonna put together some mix because, man, I keep telling folk, I waited 10 long years to be back in the saddle again, to be able to tell all of my friends and family and stuff, hey, y'all, we're going back in Bunton. We're going to do so-and-so, so-and-so. And I remember it was 10 years ago when I last made T-shirts for Bunton, for the Bunton Turn of Court Reunion. And old Pi them, I might try to give old Pi a call before I go off the air. Old Pi and his brother, what's his brother's name, Scooter?
Oh, I don't remember right off.
Yeah, little old dog, stocky boy. I can't think of his name for nothing. Right, every time you see him in church, man, he's so sharp as a shame.
Yeah.
You know, he'd want to do the dude at the tie shop up on Hatcher and Second.
Yes,
I don't think you know about that part, but yeah, he had a tie shop up there before he rebuilt up there. You know, made everybody move out and put some of the same businesses back up there because they knew they would work. Y'all don't hear me, boy. People used to get cheated so bad. Man, you know, file on you for raise your rent and then put the same type of business in your spot. Well, they stopped that from happening. You know, you couldn't if your house caught on fire, you couldn't rebuild on that spot. You know, you had to move it over or something and make changes and a whole lot of different stuff. So, you know, let's not get back into the history. Let's start talking about the future. Man, I saw some land down there across from Bill Blair Park, used to be Rochester Park. Man, it would be ideal for a pool hall. You don't have nobody down there to be complaining about noise. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have nobody down there to be complaining about lottery. You just got to invest a little bit more to make sure it works and it's not, you know, a social destructure. You know what I'm saying? Where people keep trying to burglarize and stuff like that. I got plans, man. I got plans. And when I get to Bunton with my new shoes on, yeah, y'all know I'm coming. Y'all know I'm coming. It's just going to be, man, it's going to be on and popping. But I've been waiting 10 long years to come, get back home. Is that what you were telling me earlier? What's the name of that is the show?
Homesick.
I'm homesick.
Well, I had a woman. She was nice, kind, and loving to me in every way. To me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was pride and joy. you know I'm all alone. It's all over, baby. Singing the blues, baby. Hell, you know my baby's gone. She's gone, she's
Famous, you want to
stop me. See, y'all is here. Yeah, y'all just getting all totally out of the mix. So, yeah, that's just too deep for some of y'all. But I'm just trying to tell y'all what it really is. What we're trying to do is keep it real till we can show you what we're talking about, till we can show you what we're working with. I'm talking about Rihanna tickets, front row. You know what I'm talking about? $200 a pop. God, dog. And, man, Doc said, I got to do it. Mr. P, I got to do it. Uncle Billy, I got to do it. I said, Lord, have mercy. People going to love you, Doc. But, you know, I'm just keeping it real. Because I know if you offered me some Rihanna tickets just for sending in my playlist, and, man, I got a deep playlist. I probably win all them contests myself. I would have put on my daddy's old wig and got dog me, put a beard on my, well, I already got a beard done. Try to win some of them tickets myself. But I'm going to tell y'all, it's too much work for the kid. You know, sometimes you have to know your own limitations, because if you don't, you'll bust out and all you have is what you didn't. That's blisters on your hand. That's not working smart. That's working hard.
Mm-hmm.
I knew some of y'all would get used to some of that. Some of y'all will. But y'all that don't, guess what? I told y'all, I am coming. And ain't nothing changed but the whole game. And guess what? If y'all ain't learned nothing since then, you be on learning curve when I get there. Because I'm there to learn, use, and teach. And to bring back a change. Bring back a change. You know, a change in attitude, a change in desire. You know, because once people start seeing that change is inevitable, they're going to want to become a part of that change. You know, sink back into a hole in the ground, which ain't going to last long, you know, because people going to start digging. People going to start doing everything else. Can't bury them people in your backyard no more, because it don't know when your property going to be sold off of money and stuff like that, because you ain't doing the right thing. You ain't trying to make your property grow. You ain't trying to do what your what your property needs. It might need maintaining better, you know. You don't even want to cut your yard. Well, okay, you already know that don't work. You already know. That's against so many code violations in the city and stuff. And, you know, people start making you pay for it when they want your land. Y'all don't hear me. But then, you know, all that stuff is out because ain't nobody been watching you. But they coming. And just guess what? You got a coat of armor, a suit of armor from head to toes around you all the time. And it's called faith. Faith that you can get some of the stuff done that you need to get done as long as you don't have too much pride to hold your hand out. Hold your hand up. I don't know that, but I'm willing to learn. You know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we got to get on the stick, y'all. You know, if we're going to grow and grow like the rest of the neighborhood, the rest of the community, whatever you want to call it, you know, as long as you can continue to call it home, call it what you want to call it. You know, I don't like calling it no community. This is a neighborhood. This is the hood. Well, if that's the way you feel, that's what you do. You know, you grown, you old, and I am. That takes a lot. But guess what? We ain't going to even worry about that part of it because you're as young as you feel. We're coming out with these Rihanna tickets starting tomorrow, y'all. And we're also doing some other things like cleaning up Oakland Cemetery. Yeah, all the doctor says she's tired of hearing about the monuments being knocked down and all of this here. She's going to come through like a storm. And, you know, all she asking for a little volunteer, a few volunteers. You know, create your own neighborhood association and see won't she visit. That's all I'm talking about, y'all, you know. When you just ain't got too much pride, you ask for a little help. Well, we got a whole lot of trash on our streets and ain't want nobody to come pick it up. You able to call in or you immobile, but you can't get out and do it yourself, or you too old or something like that. You know, give us some reasons, you know. Because guess what? And I keep telling folks this over and over again. If y'all don't believe Michael Jackson was there, y'all been reading the wrong books. Y'all been reading the hypothetical books that some people didn't know him wrote about and stuff like that. Michael Jackson was giving away so much stuff and doing so many things. You know, quit believing the hype and go for the real deal. Start reading your own people. And better yet, start writing your own books. Start writing your own stories. What's the definition of history? Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. But then guess what? I'm going to call my nephew. I'm getting tired of this. Because, you know, y'all faking and shaking, perpetrating fraud, and you ain't willing to get up off your butts and do nothing. And y'all know I almost put $5 in the jar because I almost said something else. I left it blank in my little story that I was writing today. But view all of my shows on Facebook, on Twitter. Twitter, you can't right now. I don't know how to get them pulled all up yet, but I'm going to start transferring them to where, if you want to, you can listen to my shows on Twitter also. But you can listen to my show on Facebook as often as you want to. Don't cost you a cent. And guess what? I love to send them there because, you know, they look so good. My business card is going to look just like that emblem on there. So when y'all read the Facebook shows and stuff, they wonder how come they got them birds up there. Those are not birds. Phoenixes was not actually birds. Phoenixes was spiritual beings. You know what I'm saying? Out of the Ashes, that's one of Doc Morgan's shows. I think that's the one on Sunday. I don't know. It might be both of them, you know. Doc Morgan like that kind of stuff. So send in your information. Send in your playlist. Win these god dog me. I told her some of y'all would do it because if y'all don't, I'm going to tell you. I got information from all around the country, I believe. I ain't really looked at all of them because some of them videos, I wasn't even hip to them. You know, I didn't know that's what they were and stuff like that, you know. And then all these, another few companies in there, free stuff, you know. You can do this, you can do that. I'm saying, I don't really listen to that hip-hop like that. But here of late, since I've been holed up the last couple of months, I've been listening at some of them. And wow, man, some of these young brothers with this poetry and these sisters with this poetry, scantily dressed, I might add, and stuff like that. Yeah, I put them on up on my Facebook, y'all. So if you're not watching, following me on Facebook, Billy Parnell on Facebook, y'all. No, I couldn't do Uncle Billy. You know, I had to have a name. So it's Billy Parnell on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's Billy Parnell, at Billy Parnell. And it's rocking, yeah. You know, I'm getting information on a regular basis. And like I said, it's a whole lot of fun because I'm getting kind of tired of all these texts, y'all. I don't do them. Vaughn Tomorrow. I really didn't understand that one. I'm gonna have to get back, give my son five minutes to verbalize his commentary and tell y'all about the upcoming night. But again, get me on Facebook, Billy Parnell. You can listen to the entire show. It's on Facebook right after my show goes off right here. I'm better than Bill Maher, because as soon as my show goes off, it's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. And I'll be rocking and bopping. Can't wait to get to it so I can listen to it. God, dog. I went wild in. But Scooter P. Holloway, you got 4 minutes. I'm sorry, I used 1 minute.
Okay, that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scooter Parnell back in the house. I'll be bringing to you tomorrow's topic is love. Let's talk about love. The love talk of war between the sexes. Let's talk about what bonds us. What makes us whole, what complements us. Let's talk about what separates us. Let's talk about all criticisms and opinions about relationships and keep it grown and respectful. Thursday night, I'll be back at you with Mad Night. Talk about all the things that make us sick at home. I call it homesick. Let's talk about all the things that you see with your eyes, smell with your nose, hear and touch about your community, your household, your government, your president, your grandma, your cousin, your brother, your daughter, your son, whoever, even if it's yourself. Let's keep it real, y'all, and let's just vent with Bun Ton Rising Neighborhood Work Radio. And I'm your boy, Scooter Parnell, coming to you soon, Out of Sight Radio. Much love, my daddy. If you have any questions, just remember to call 646-668-8263 and ask Uncle Billy.
Well, yes, I'm back, and I'm back with a vengeance. As I said earlier, it's so great to be able to take time off and really enjoy yourself, getting a little healthier and a little better. And when I come off into the hood, yeah, I call it just what I like to hear it be called. Because that's what it is to me. That's my home. I was telling my son about his terminology for homesick and how I'm homesick. I really am. I would love to be back down there. As I said, a few instances when I was trying and I was up and a little better mobile. I kept getting stuck in bureaucracy and different stuff. But guess what? I didn't give up. I'm on the way. Trust me. See, I got faith. I got faith bigger than a mustard seed. So I'm on the way. But I might need a lot of y'all help, especially if I write this petition. But then, you know, don't worry about the mule, just load the wagon. Yeah, y'all understand saying that once I get back down there, because y'all still in that mood of staying where you were instead of going on where you want to be. And you know, I remember one time I was up on Pennsylvania. And I needed to get to Bun Ton. But I kept seeing these old raggedy cars, and I would not ride in a raggedy old car back then. I don't know what kind of consciousness I had, but that was just it. And my brother come along, and man, he was in the raggedest. Ooh, man, that car was just deplorable. And I just told him, man, I ain't getting in that car. He said, man, I done called this dude and got us a ride. I said, well, you just go ahead on. Y'all go against it. You said, us? It's y'all now. Oh, I ain't getting in that car. He said, man, is you crazy? I said, I bet you ain't getting in that car. Well, he laughed at me and he cussed me out at the same time. You know, he was older than I was. So, you know, I had to accept it from somebody. And, yeah, he cussed me out and then laughed at me. So, man, you crazy. And I ever seen in my life. And so with that, I want to tell y'all, I'm not going to no raggedy, give it up at Bun Ton. God dog, end of the show. I lose the first dollar. Because that wasn't a real cuss word. That was almost half of one. But anyhow, y'all just expect me and expect me as I am. Because don't be saying, well, you can't run no more. Can we beat you up? Yeah, you can beat me up just like you used to in the old days. How many fights you ever known me to lose? And I'm speaking just y'all that saw me lose. Oh, I didn't get no answers. I know what that means. But y'all is too close to my time. I got to quit partying, trying to have fun at a time when I hate the. My phone is chilling out. It's telling me it's time to go now. So.
Over, and life is like a song, was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
Billy, I am gone. I'm out of here. Holla.